The TACCAST podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TACCASTpodcast.com.
Click on our Amazon affiliate link
on our website
before you shop there.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the TACCAST podcast.
Wait.
This is a podcast where we talk about stuff. By we, I mean Terry and Gatch.
Hey,
this is a podcast called the TACCAST Podcast, and we're in cahoots with Old Scratch. We've got some segments that we'd like to do for you, like what's in Hans' CD player, celebrity birthdays, and some deaths too. Sometimes friends' birthdays to be fair.
That's cool.
Some days we have guests and some days we don't. This week we might have one, maybe next week we won't. But one thing for certain, TNG will be here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday of the year. This is our podcast called the TACCAST Podcast. A new episode is here at last.
Welcome to the Information Podcast, where conjecture is fact. Episode 411 of the TACCAST Podcast. I am Gatchel Lolinai.
Are you fucking with my shit?
Yeah, I am.
What kind of Gatch are you this time?
Gatchel Lolinai.
This is totally glitched out.
It is.
It's the 411. Who's got the 411?
I do.
Tried to play a nice victim song, and YouTube failed me. Hey, that was the guy from Savior right there.
I didn't know you guys had any nice songs.
Oh,
not
dude.
Like nice and like nice,
what
but like
you, what are you trying
I thought
to say?
You guys were like burn mean.
Oh, we're mean, but we're nice mean.
Oh, okay.
We're nice guys, though.
Well, it's like an
Eminem. They're nice songs, but I mean, are they nice
songs? It's like an Eminem. It's hard on the outside, but it might be sweet on the inside.
Yeah, whoa. I didn't know you guys would like Eminem.
Yeah.
Totally.
We like metal and rap.
You better lose yourself.
So in the studio today, we got Superfan Jared and Lance Sill again.
Hey.
Thanks for being here, you guys.
No problem.
It's hump day. We'd like you guys to get out and do some humping later.
Yeah.
If you'd like to.
You mean like moving boxes back and forth? Humping boxes back and forth?
No, do the humpty hump.
Oh, right.
Or hump it up.
How do you guys like Digital Underground?
I don't mind them.
Do you like to do the humpty hump?
I do, personally.
Have you ever owned a humpty hump? Oh, wait, let's not get into
have you ever owned
yet.
A camel,
dude, they had,
Justin?
They had
have you ever owned
songs.
A camel?
They had songs, I have, but they had songs, dude, that were like science fiction. They'd be like 9 minutes long each. And
yeah.
They would, like, be all rapping about a story, like, you know, it was sex packets.
Sex
and it was basically
packets?
Like, man came up to me and he showed me some, and then I was with some blonde, I don't know. But it was, like, science fiction rap, you know, back when they had stories, and it wasn't just, like...
Dude, that was a good voice, or whatever you just did. That could be a character of yours.
Was it being in my knees?
something like that.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Who does that even sound like?
I don't
hey,
know.
Listen. It was Ron Ferris. Did he tell you that we found another Ron Ferris on Facebook who plays bass?
Yeah.
Ron A. Ferris.
Yeah.
Yep, Ron A. Ferris on the Facebook.
Nice.
And it was some... dude in a cowboy hat playing like a 5-string bass.
A really cool like.
It's like the alternate Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the bizarro Ron.
And it was
clearly
like on the East Coast.
And how
or
I stumbled across it, I just looked at it was some band's post, and then it was or somebody commented and it
Ron
said
Ferris.
Ron A. Ferris.
You're like,
and
I
the guy
didn't
was playing
know.
The guy was playing bass, and I was gonna be like, what the fuck, Ron? You haven't even friended me yet.
You've got 800 friends, and I'm not one of them.
Oh, wait.
Ron barely has text. He does not have Facebook.
He's like Dave Forsythe.
He texts in all capitals.
Yeah, like Dave Forsythe.
Yeah, but I just figured Dave...
Couldn't see probably, that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
I keep telling him, did you know there's like... You just hit one button, and it's not all caps.
He apologized to me for writing in all caps, so he's not yelling at me. But he actually texted me back with a proper... capitalization.
Oh, I weird. Just thought he, you know, because some people do that because they have bad eyesight. So I stopped yelling and being all Nazi about people that are yelling.
Panic attack.
So I just stopped yelling. I just stopped going, yell, stop yelling at me because some people legitimately can't see that well.
Oh. You know? Well, either way, stop typing in all capitals. It really bothers me.
Well, yeah,
me
you
days.
Can zoom in your screen.
It's pretty metal right. to type in all caps, though, right?
Yeah. If you put a couple exclamation points after yeah. it.
And no and winky faces. No winky faces. Yeah.
So I feel kind of out of place. Well, you're not. These guys are all drinking beer.
What's the maximum amount of, in the last week, I'm asking this of all you guys, what's the maximum number of exclamation points you used when making a comment?
I have actually... I use them a ton. I would say 20.
20 on one?
I don't usually use them.
Unless it's really serious, right?
But it was with a girl, though, so, okay. I mean, you know, you're trying to make a point.
Yeah.
You fucking bitch!
Trying to come off,
point times
trying to come off bigger than you are, I guess, yeah. with exclamation points.
All right. What about you, Terry?
I use maybe 3. At the most.
Oh, 3, yeah.
And I like to go in succession. Like, if I'm really excited about something, it'll be 1, and then it'll be 2, and then the third sentence will be like... Come out.
Do you ever put the one at the end on purpose, though?
Oh, like I do the
do three and then
one
do one.
Sometime.
Well, you know the one after the whole tech joke is that you know when you're sitting there going like that on the button,
yeah.
and then you
and it goes,
release, and then there's always that one at the end
yeah,
because
yeah.
you let go of the wrong key first,
uh-huh.
and so it's like.
A bunch and then a space
yeah,
and then
it's
one.
Like you're just one of those.
What that is that accenting
like this.
That's accentuating your exclamation points with an exclamation
yeah, but,
point.
But when you
one.
Do it on purpose, that's kind of like a hipster move, though, right? Because it's kind
yeah.
of. But then how many people are going to get that because it's typed out?
See, and what I do now, instead of using exclamation points after I type out a sentence that's really important, I just.
It's a kapuya, kapuya!
You kapuya it.
That's like.
Have you ever went down to their brewery?
The Kapuya Brewery?
Yeah.
I drink a lot. Where? At Kapuya! Kapuya! Oh, I just had to sneak that in there one
okay,
time.
Okay, so what kind of show is this?
This is a conversational podcast.
I'm going to ask you guys all a personal question. All right, I'm going to start with Jared. Jared?
Yeah?
How big
is your...
Record collection.
I have 910 12-inch records and 345s. 200 are punk rock.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Holy
no.
shit!
912 12-inch records?
That's yeah.
Holy
shit. Like and like 100 of them are heavy metal.
That's
crazy.
Dude.
I
wow.
thought.
How many are picture discs?
I only have a couple of picture discs.
I'm
are
no
they
longer,
Iron Maiden?
No.
I'm no longer.
That's huge, man.
I'm no longer a record collector. I'm just a peon.
I've been
so
collecting
cool, Jared,
for 13
man.
Years
that is
since
awesome.
I was 12 years old.
That's awesome. Man, that's awesome. And so you go to how many years in a row have you gone down to the record thing down in Eugene?
I've been going since 2000, and they usually have it in February.
That's
each
13
year.
Years.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's hardcore,
that's
man.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a few picture discs, but I don't have 913 records yeah. even total of even old
I bought
old
one
school.
This weekend, and I'm feeling like such a hero, but like, wow, Jared, yeah. that's so rad.
Yeah. Do you buy
Jesus.
Most of them locally, or do you go like
yeah,
on
yeah,
eBay?
Right. Record stores and different
mm-hmm.
stuff. And
Happy
eBay.
Trails.
And mm-hmm. some of them my dad collected when I was first starting to collect vinyl, and then he gave them to me a few years back to put in my collection.
Right on. So do you ever do the Wicca Wicca stuff? You got a couple turntables? Like you just go Wicca Wicca?
No.
Why not?
He'll bust
have you thought about it?
No, I haven't.
That messes up your turntable, bro.
Have you ever owned... I used to own a Snoopy turntable.
You know how much it costs for a new stylus, bro?
I think like $50.
Yeah, see, he knows. Yeah. Styluses are not cheap.
But no, I mean you know the old Snoopy ones. Did you have one of the old like they had?
It wasn't a Snoopy, but it was a box with a lid.
Yeah, it had a lid, and then it was like complete plastic.
Yeah,
and what
craptastic plastic?
What was yours? A Scooby Doo one or something?
I think it was just a generic Fisher Price one.
Oh, okay.
Like a Fisher Price.
Fisher Price made record players, man. Isn't that wacky?
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember I had this record. It was out of a book, out of a magazine. And it was a McDonald's ad.
And it's like a floppy.
Yeah, and yeah. You had to like trim around.
Uh-huh. I have an accused one of that that came in a weird magazine, and it was an accused.
How many times could it play?
I never even tried to play it once because it was kind of like.
I put the McDonald's one on there, and I'm sure it was probably what the McDonald's jingle.
Godzilla.
I was pretty small, but we had.
With a big purple grimace and a terrible clown.
If you're young, that's right.
What?
No. That's my McDonald's switch up on Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult.
And don't be alarmed by the pink slime. Nuggets kick ass.
Hamburglar.
910, was that the number we 13. Put on that?
Oh. Dude, that's so awesome.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Okay, so how many of those have you listened to?
Probably all
of them. I've listened to pretty much all of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Do you have any old blues?
No, I don't collect blues.
Jazz?
No,
just metal and rock.
Yeah,
and punk.
But you got lots of subgenres of rock, like grunge and different
you got
stuff.
Any Elton John, like Crocodile Rock style?
Yeah,
right. Tiny
I don't know if I have that one, but I've got like 14 Elton John albums from the 70s.
Nice.
Right on. You know, he played an electric piano.
Yeah,
he does now.
Oh,
it's set inside a grand piano. You can see the wires coming out the back.
Yeah, but did he used to play a regular piano?
Yeah,
this cord doesn't work.
Yeah.
How often, like, say a guy like Elton John playing what? How many dates does he do on
ever?
Didn't we Google this the other day? I know where you're going with
like how many times you tune your piano?
Yeah.
Compared to how many times you tune fish?
Can I
well,
take
not
this?
Tune,
can I take
I'm
this?
Talking about change the strings.
Oh, dude, you can't be changing piano strings. You can, but it would be. It wouldn't be feasible.
Remember,
but you have to at some point, right?
Remember we Googled this the other day? It's recommended to do it
two
to four times
show,
a year.
Tune.
Tune
not,
your piano.
Yeah,
not
two
tune,
to four
not,
times
not
yeah.
change the strings,
even for a
though.
Touring musician.
I bet if you Googled how many times you change the strings, it would be
two to four times
zero.
A year. That's more than I tune my
that's
bass.
That's tune, though. That's not that change.
Yikes.
Well.
Eek.
Yeah, I know it'd be a huge undertaking, but if someone's like banging on those things for a while,
say Jerry Lee Lewis,
don't they oxidize?
Not if you keep it in a good environment, I wouldn't think. Like a dry.
Well,
controlled...
I mean, if you're rattling on the same thing and you're touring with it, though, you're probably throwing it in the back of your van, right? Your grand piano
in your van.
Oh, totally, just like.
You're folding it up. It's
a
one of those
dudes
suitcase
that might be
grand
on meth,
pianos.
Just like
okay, here's a funny tangent. I'm typing in. I was going to type in. Do you change your piano strings? And what? Guess what comes up for the first?
You change your
first,
tampon more than once a day.
Do you change your baby's diaper at night? I would hope so. Do you change your toothbrush after a cold? And do you change at the gym? Fucking stupid.
So,
anyway, do you change?
What?
Well, I was typing in, do you change piano strings? And before I got there, it gave me those three autofills. And I just wanted to share them with you guys. Because I felt stingy for a second.
Saving the funny.
How do you change, how to replace piano strings breaking? I'd bet I'd go blind if a piano string ever snapped at me.
You probably would.
That's what it said.
But you probably wouldn't be in an area where it could hit you, though, would you?
Well, maybe you're putting strings on it and you're tightening it up and you just go a little bit too far, maybe.
Kapow-y.
Kapuya, kapuya.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Doesn't it happen to everyone when they first change strings on a guitar or bass, like they break them or whatever?
Probably.
I remember that.
It's like, I don't know.
I've done that a couple times.
But yeah, kapuya. Don't forget about that. We looked that up after that black lady said that about those hailstones, and it's actually a form of yoga, kapuya is. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, yeah, I was on the Donkey Show on Friday. Dustin forgot
Donkey
to listen
show.
On K-Fly.
Oh, I did too.
And so they're the Bud Light station. They're sponsored by Bud Light. And I had my Dead Kennedy shirt on.
Nice.
And Marcus said, so before we start, I just wanted to point it out that Terry's looking at home right now because he's got a punk rock T-shirt, Dead Kennedy's, and he's drinking a beer. And I was like, yeah, but Bud Light? And they're like, I think they even dropped it. because I got a seven-second delay. I'm pretty sure because the people that I talked to that were listening said it cut out for a second, and then all of a sudden you were saying, well, most punk rockers drink like PBR or something. You know, punkers don't really drink Bud Light. So then we got done with that short segment. We go to commercial or whatever, and Drew's all, try not to knock our main sponsors when you're talking because Bud Light dumps about $20,000 into K-Fly every year. So I was like, oh, so I didn't really knock. He's like, I know, but just kind of keep it in mind. Don't say Bud Light's for fags or anything like that. But it's watery.
Probably.
Yeah, you wouldn't see a punk rocker. Well, then they got to saying, well, a punk rocker will drink whatever you put in his hand.
Well, yeah, true that.
If you give him a metal bottle, you know those metal bottles of Bud Light, that's what they drink.
Yeah.
And they always got their fridge full, and they're free. So I drank two beers in the middle of the day yesterday.
Nice.
Last Friday.
Hey, what's it take for me to piggyback and get on that show with you?
I don't know. You might have to become a comedian.
Well, I remember I played Griefhammer with you.
Yeah, they didn't let me even talk about music, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't talk.
It's just all comedy?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
And they did talk about music, saying that I'd been in bands over the years.
Because I remember they did a pretty long segment about when we played with them and how much they like Griefhammer.
Yeah. And I was going to try to bring that back up and mention the podcast, too, but I didn't really get very many words. They wanted to talk about sharing a Facebook with my wife because they had talked about that before, couples sharing Facebooks. And they're like, you know, a lot of times that'll be
like... You guys do it good, though, because
they'll be like, that'll be a total red flag for a relationship, though there's no trust whatsoever. And they're like, but we know that that's not... Because they've seen us together and stuff.
You guys did it, like... Post
it was accidentally.
Facebook, like.
Yeah.
It was organic.
I came out of MySpace when it fell apart, and I didn't
want to. You fought Facebook for so long.
And all of my friends had already friended her because, like, old friends from school and stuff.
She always posts her own significant thing. Like,
and I've got my own
thing. If I may, because I remember this. She put your name on there.
Yep. I wasn't even in charge of it at first.
You wouldn't even... You were so anti because I would come to practice and we'd all be talking Facebook and you'd go, fuck me, I got like 37 MySpace pages. And Dana said, I'm just going to put his name on there.
Yeah.
And she did. And then a couple weeks later is when started.
Now she rarely goes on there. I mean, she does at least
once a day.
But
she always specifies
with the missus.
Yeah, which is cool.
A funny thing that Marcus said. He goes, but how do we know if we're messaging you if your wife's not going to get the message?
I go, she
doesn't really read my messages, and if she gets back to you, she's going to sign it. He goes, yeah, but what if we're like calling each other's names and then I call you an asshole?
Like if it's... I know it's not you if it's between like 5 and 1.
I said, well, here's the deal, Marcus. If you get a message from our Facebook account calling you a dickhead, it's probably my wife because she didn't want you to know, but she doesn't really like you that much.
Well, yeah, but you're not up between 5 a.m. and 1, right?
No, I'm on the other shift. I'm up between 11 and 4. Yeah. 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my... I'm on a swing shift, man. I can't go to bed before 3.
Nice.
I try.
And I don't think, like, Dana's probably not going to put, like, Brutal Truth, because 8 tracks up there.
Every once in a while, she'll post something that I think would be me posting rather than her.
The only thing
is
sometimes, like, if I'll see something that I want to post to Your Ball for You, and then I'll see something like that I want to post for Dana, like that Hello Kitty stuff, and then I'm like barraging Your Ball of posts.
Yeah,
with like Grumpy Cat stuff or.
And she one time said, you know, our Facebook doesn't even look like a personal Facebook anymore. It's just all full of advertisements for your shows. And I was like, oh, is it? I go, I never
that's
really
okay,
thought.
Though.
And so I just started posting them on my Terry Guile page because I have a lot more control over that with the new apps that they have and stuff. So.
I don't know.
Well, the other page you can fill with, like, life is short. Love long.
Yeah.
And live strong.
And then my comedy page would say something like... What's the difference? I don't know. I can't even think of something off the top of my head.
What's the difference?
Something rude.
Yeah.
Jared, what was the last show you went to?
I went to the Bikini show with Bikini, Crimson Guardian, and Wicked Haven.
All right.
I liked Wicked
How
Haven.
How was that?
It was pretty good, but there's only like 15 people or 20 people. I was surprised.
Are you
think
counting
everybody was
with the people in the band?
Well, not including bands, there's probably like 15, 20 people.
All right.
But Crimson Guardian was pretty good, and Dave has switched to vocals and guitar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were pretty heavy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was another show that night.
30-pound test.
There, you know, there's how many shows is there on 420, Jared?
Tons.
Probably 420.
I know. Is there 420 shows?
At least, probably.
Yeah. I would say nationally.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of cities. There's more than 420 cities.
Yep.
Probably more like, you think there's 4,200 or 42,000? What would be closer for the number of cities?
In the United States?
Yeah,
or?
In the United
Maybe
States.
Maybe 42,000.
I'll go 1,000 also.
All right.
Because you got...
Yeah, and
what
I noticed,
about, well, okay, 42,000 or 420,000?
Whoa.
Oh, I don't think so.
You're blowing my mind right now.
All
right.
Yeah, and I noticed that the 30-pound test show was probably drawing more crowd than the Dixie.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see, like, Leanna or any of the Rose or I didn't see Dave Wilson or
They were all down
there.
And plus,
That's
we
what
have,
I was thinking.
We have guns.
Hey, Matt, can
too.
You look up how many cities are in the U.S.?
Yes.
Right.
Hey, he could be our guy.
I know. Like, our little research.
Yeah. He's not little. Don't call him little.
So, no, but you, there's, which show are you going to on 420, Jared?
I'm not going to go to a show on 420.
What?
He's
going to
sit
home
and smoke weed all day, yeah.
Yeah, and because I'm going to a show the night before, a rap show with my younger brother in Corrales.
Right.
Sweet.
Right on. 419.
Yep.
You guys preparing.
And then the day after, you go see Doug Benson at the Wow Hall.
Yeah.
You like Doug Benson?
He's 421 this year, isn't he?
Yeah, I've never
he's
heard
always
of him.
Right around there.
Oh, you've never heard
Doug
Benson, dude?
So
he made that movie Super High Me.
So funny.
Yeah.
It was like Super Size Me, but he smoked weed for 30 days and didn't smoke.
Have you seen either of those movies?
And I love that he'll do like...
No, I don't
He did that
so.
Thing where he
Super
did like...
Super Size Me, the guy ate McDonald's for 30 days.
I may have seen that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. He did like a set... On weed, and then he did a set not on weed, like just to compare him. That's funny.
He's got another show that he used to have called the Benson Interruption. And
that was hilarious.
Bring stand-ups on, and they'd try to tell jokes, and he just totally interrupts them.
Yeah, when he used to do his...
That's kind of like your guys' show.
Well, it did start off as a podcast. Or not a podcast. It started off as a live show, and then he would do it sometimes in podcasts.
Comedy Central picked it up to be a TV show.
And he knew it was,
So have you ever owned a seahorse?
No.
Hey, you know what I'm going to be doing on 420?
What?
I'm going to be winning $1,500.
Really?
Nice.
That's a psychic prediction.
Right on.
I have to make it through the two more finals and then win.
What's more accurate, psychic prediction or a physic prediction?
Physic, definitely.
I'm into
physics.
What about psyche?
I don't like that movie.
All right.
Or show. Or
speaking of movies...
Let's speak of them.
All right. Let's go horror genres, right? Okay, in the 80s, we were watching Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th, right?
I was, yeah.
All right. And in the 90s, and I had to look this up, we were watching Puppet Horror. Not Puppet Porn, Puppet Horror.
Puppet Horrors?
Horror. You're
like
talking
Miss Piggy?
Horror. You're talking about like Puppet Master, Leprechaun, Child's Play was
Chucky.
Probably the big one of the 90s, right? The big franchise. And then you got the 2000s, which is more like the Hostels and the Saws, where it's more realistic, kind of you're trapped and you got to get out kind of a thing, right?
Right.
And so, let's go back to the 70s. What was the 70s is probably like, massacres and slumber parties, right?
A lot of the original Texas Chainsaw, I think.
Campy biker chick shows.
A lot of that. Yeah. Okay. Now let's go back to the 60s. Now we're probably hitting like Roger Corman, right? And we're probably hitting like
Roger Corman.
Yeah. Isn't that when he was doing stuff?
Probably. But isn't that more like 50s, 60s or 50s?
Well, maybe. I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I don't know.
All right, so
your question is, where is it going to go in the 2010s?
Yeah, where is it going to go in the next? What is right now?
Like the human centipedes and...
The human centipedes? You think that'll emerge as the big
Well, I don't
franchise.
Know where else you could go. You know, you could go retro and start going back, but I don't know.
No. I'm setting up just a discussion of 80s versus 90s.
How much worse can it get now? I mean, so far it's... Pretty gnarly.
Well, you thought that after the 90s, though, didn't you? When it's like all dolls running around, slicing people up. You're like, what's next, man? It's like the things, dolls are killing people.
I didn't really feel that until I watched horror movies that actually made me feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, usually it's just entertainment and it's like violence, which is awesome. But like, now I've watched a few that actually make me feel bad and bum me out.
Really? Yeah. Horror movies?
Yeah, I've seen some like that.
Like Cannibal Holocaust?
Cannibal Holocaust. Human Centipede 1 just bum me out. It's like, oh no. I love violence and shit, but like,
those
it just makes
people.
You feeling so bad because you care about the characters. Like, oh, I want you to get unsold.
How did you get sold on those actresses?
I don't know.
You were just staring at their udders.
Well, there was a couple of attractive ones in Human Centipede. I'm not going to lie.
It was a four-uddered animal.
So you didn't watch Human Centipede 2 then?
No, but I'm going to, like...
It's all black and white except for when poop splashes on the screen and it's brown.
I think it was an interesting part two to a movie.
It was. I wondered how they were going to do it.
Yeah. That's all I want to say because I don't want to ruin it. But I got a top 10 list here.
What top 10.
All right. Oh. So I'm going to count down some top 10 lists. All right.
All right.
Of movies?
Do we need a Paul Schaefer? Do we have a Paul Schaefer here?
Yeah. All right.
Top 10 coming up.
Let's talk about the original Last House on the Left.
That one's pretty
10.
Cool.
Vincent Price?
Yeah. Is that the one? Yeah. Is that what we're going with? So that's like, what, 64 or earlier than that?
It wasn't 64. I think it was like 72.
72.
It was the first Wes Craven movie.
Oh, ah, nice. Yeah, and Vincent Price. And he, what was his big line in that movie? Did he have a big line?
I don't think so.
He probably had a big line of coke before.
I was trying to work up an impression of Vincent Price. Are you giving me the laugh from Thriller? Is that what you're doing?
Paul Schaefer. Paul Schaefer.
Give me the Vincent Price's line from Thriller. From Thriller. Do you remember that one?
No.
Deep in the dark. I don't remember. You remember it, Lance?
I got nothing. Every time that came up, I would just turn it.
You remember that? That was creepy.
I remember his thing from that Alice Cooper song. He was in Black Widow. The song Black Widow had Vincent Price in it. I don't think Vincent Price was in Last House on the Left.
No. All right. Number nine. Alive.
Number nine?
It is?
And this is that creepy thing in the crib.
Yeah, it's like a vampire baby. It's from the early 70s. They had like three sequels.
Yeah. Yeah, which the sequel's more like 80s, right? They came out after.
I think they had one 74 and the one a couple years later. And then the other one, there was like a 10-year break or something.
Yeah, I remember when that one came out. And it was like... it was so creepy with the thing just going out of the crib, right? Or the bassinet. It was a...
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a creepy movie. I watched that one early on in my...
Yeah, I saw that a few years back on TV, and then I ordered it on a Laserdisc on eBay.
Hell yeah, dude. And how is the Laserdisc hold up to the TBS version with commercials?
Pretty good. It's pretty good, and it was a double feature. It was that, and it was the one called "It's Alive Again," which was the second movie.
Tell me how on two discs. Nice on two discs.
Yeah, and I got it still sealed, and it had the original price of like $50 on the shrink wrap, and I got it for like $10.
Sweet. Nice.
So tell me how you really feel about commercials in movies on TV.
I don't really like it.
Me neither.
I won't watch
because then it makes you watch longer. Because if it's a two-hour movie. You're going to figure there's at least 15, 20 minutes commercials, and then you're end up sitting there like 2.5 hours versus the DVD or whatnot.
And then you never know whether you're getting the full movie or it's edited in some way.
And a lot of times the horror movies, they're edited for TV, like the Halloween series and the Nightmare series and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I was watching some movies on Crackle. You know what Crackle is?
Yeah. Crackle.
Just because my Netflix was off or something or it wasn't working, the site was down. And they have like little commercials in there. Like every 10 minutes, they have like a 30-second commercial. And I don't like it. I mean, they don't cut out or edit for time or anything like that. But I'm going to have to check out this 2008 version of It's Alive. It's got Bijou Phillips in it. I bet she shows her boobs.
Is it a remake of the original?
It's a remake of the 1974, yes. And it's also based on Larry Cohen's screenplay. I've never heard of it.
Leonard Nimoy's screenplay?
Larry Cohen. That was not really even close to Leonard Nimoy.
It was close to Leonard Cohen and then to Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy Cohen. Mm-hmm. All right, what's number eight?
Dante's Peak.
What? That's a horror movie?
Yes, well, I'm not really sure, like Thriller, I was thinking. Or...
Pierce Brosnan alert.
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, that's about a volcano?
Yeah.
Based in Washington State.
Oh.
What was horrific about it, though? I've never watched it.
It has a Terminator chick in it.
Well, there's like a volcano, and it like explodes, and then like people die and stuff, and the road gives out and different stuff. So I've heard it called Thriller slash Horror before.
Oh. So like one of those, you know, Tremor movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like Hurricane.
Or Twister.
Yeah. Similar type of thing.
All right.
He's Dr. Harry Dalton, a volcanologist.
Nightmare on Oak Street.
Is that like a less threatening?
You know what's funny? You guys know. You guys know Drunk Wade?
It's just on the other street.
Drunk Wade always lived on Elm Street.
Yeah, because you got.
And he was the nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, usually when you have an Elm Street, it's in a neighborhood where all the streets are trees for a while. So you got Elm, it was always next to Oak.
And Birch.
Acorn.
Acorn Street. Mm-hmm. Walnutville.
Yeah. So Nightmare on Elm Street, man. I mean, which one was your favorite one?
I like the first one.
Me too.
Very cool.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a few years ago, they had a remake of it. I watched it when it first came out.
Did
on
you watch
TV.
That? I went and saw that also. The
I watched it on demand, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, I love their sound effects in that movie. It was like, boing, 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 boing.
I liked number three a lot. Dream Warrior with a Doc on the soundtrack. But number two was like lame. I don't know why two was so lame to me. It started out with a school bus and then it ended up with the first 10 minutes. It's like teetering on these really tall, like, I don't even know. Yep. It wasn't that good. And I don't know. They were kind of hit or miss after that, I thought.
Yeah.
Did you like all of the Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah, I have all of them on DVD.
I like the number five was cool. And
I got a collection over there you can see from here. But
what
I don't
about
know
Freddy
if,
versus Jason? Did
if
we,
it has
did
them
we
all.
Like that?
I like that one.
Freddy versus Jason.
I have not seen that one.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I've seen that one. It's
I can
cool.
loan it to you, Dust. Yeah, I like
well,
it.
Well, see, I came along late in both those series, and so I never really wanted to jump on because it was one of those things where you know, you want to see part one first.
It doesn't really matter.
Well, that's what I always hear, but,
well,
you know.
Really matter.
Yeah, I'm kind of
unless it's Friday
I'm
the 13th.
OCD about it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Friday the 13th, you have to go in order?
Pretty much, if you want to know about the mom and the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
It makes...
That's all I need to know. Okay. All right.
Spoiler alert.
Blair Witch Project.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this one...
I saw that in the theaters.
Now, this one, I would say to me, and I saw it late, so there was a lot of hype, but to me, it should have only been shown at drive-ins.
Ooh. That's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, or out in the woods.
Yeah.
Never heard or thought of that before.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good movie.
It was.
The first time I saw it, I think I saw it on TV when I was like 15.
Yeah. But were you scared, though? Were you scared
really,
to go outside?
No, not really. But I liked how they did the camera angles and stuff.
Yeah,
and then when I was 18, I bought it on VHS. And then a couple years ago, I found it on a Laserdisc.
Wow.
Nice.
That's awesome.
How many Laserdiscs do you have?
Like 62 or 63.
Yeah. Wow. And they're all movies.
A couple of them were music, and I've got one of a Nirvana documentary.
Nice. If you were to stack those up in order of most favorite on top, which one would be on the bottom?
Least favorite?
Yeah, like if somebody came over and you really wanted to give them a Laserdisc, but you didn't want to give them a good one, which one would you give them?
Maybe like the one called Quiz Show. I haven't seen it yet. It was one of the ones I got when I bought the player because I bought it from Craigslist.
Dude,
and
that's a great movie, man. It's got John Turturro in there Ralph Fiennes. Dude, it was a big game
show. Yeah, well, I've read some reviews and I've heard that it wasn't that good of a movie and people didn't like it that well.
Are you a Turturro fan?
No.
You don't like Turturro?
No, I've never seen him.
Oh, he was...
He's in Big Lebowski.
Uh-huh.
He's in a lot of
Coen. I think I've seen that one.
He's the tall, curly... He's in Mr. Deeds. He's the butler.
He's Jesus.
He's the guy that stabs Adam Sandler in the foot with a fire poker. He's like, just stab me in the foot.
Yeah, and what was the movie we were just talking... Oh, Big Lebowski. He was Jesus.
Yeah.
Where he's like in the bowling ball.
He was in a ton of movies.
Yeah, he has been. He plays a great character in that movie.
He's never in any horror movies, though, really. I mean, he kind of played a horrific character in that Secret Window, Secret Garden, that Stephen King movie with Johnny Depp. And John Turturro was like the guy that he kind of made up in his head. Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry.
But he was in
Miller's Crossing.
Yeah.
He was Jesus Barton Fink. Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was... yeah.
Not Jesus Christ, but yeah.
So number five. Ba-ba-da-da! It's the Final Destination.
Oh, the whole series? Or just number one?
I actually like those shows, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, there's only one, right? Because it's the Final Destination. Why would
no, there was like there's five or something.
What?
There's five.
How?
Yeah. I actually
how
have,
could they? What?
I think I have every single one of them next door, if you want to borrow them.
That's
I
like, have that's one like on there VHS, being a Final Fantasy Part 2.
And I have two on DVD, and I don't have three on Laserdisc, but damn it. I saw some of those
two
in the theater.
On beta.
Beta. Yeah. Do you have any beta tapes?
No.
Oh, damn it. I was going to sell you some because I got some that I can't get rid of.
Yeah. Old
number,
school points.
I don't have a player, though.
Number player. Number four. Did we talk about Final Destination?
Not really. We just talked about that there was five and you couldn't understand why that
oh,
would
okay.
be if it was
yeah.
final.
So what's the, you know, I've seen a couple of these.
That's where they yeah. see, one person sees a premonition and then they tell them and then they don't die and then
yeah,
they
and
end
the first
dying.
One was pretty good. I think
I like
it came
the
out
first
like 2000 or 99.
Yeah.
I think I did see, they all got interesting ways of killing people,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Like death right. seeks them. And every time I'm
so that's
behind
the,
a...
that falls into the 2000 categories,
yeah.
right? With the saws.
And then
and
there's
the,
like a part where there's a woman and then she's listening to the John Denver album, and then like a knife slips onto the floor,
yeah,
and then like, it kills her, and then there's tons of blood and stuff. And it was the teacher of the kids and stuff.
Yeah,
wasn't there one where? Cool. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, there was one where they went to Paris. I think that was.
What's
the
one where Sarah Michelle Gellar makes out with that old lady?
I think you might be thinking of Scary Movie series.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
it was a
sure.
different one, but it was something like a Scary Movie.
You're off subject.
All right.
Anyways.
But yeah, I like those
my
movies.
Own right here and say Phantasm. What a series about that. Let's talk about Phantasm.
Great. Now, I used to see that movie in the store.
Dude, that ball.
And I don't think I ever
ball.
Watched it.
Oh, it was a silver oh, ball,
a
dude.
Should I watch that?
Yeah.
It was a silver one. Ball, dude, that first could go one. Around. And it had blades
it's
in
like
it.
80s, 90s, though. I mean, you got to yeah. put yourself back to then.
Yeah.
Well, 1979.
Do you remember? Did you ever watch Phantasm, Jared?
No, I don't think so.
It's kind of weird. That it just had a creepy looking guy in it.
Yeah, it was like that Hellraiser time when it was like that yeah. kind of vibe
oh,
where
man.
It was like.
I loved Hellraiser.
They first started to flesh out actual terror. Like making people actual scary.
Yeah. Did you guys like Hellraisers?
I liked the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some of them.
And, yeah. Yeah, that was. That
he
was
reanimates cool. from blood on the floor. It's weird.
Yeah.
And then
by
Pinhead,
Parker,
of course.
Yeah. Series.
Speaking of Hellraiser, how about the band Hell Yeah? Hell Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
What about, speaking of Hell Yeah, what about Wolf Creek?
Oh, I saw that.
It was okay.
Yeah. It was.
I
slow.
Saw that in theaters when I was 18.
It was yeah. slow, but it kind of built up to some good stuff eventually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I always confused it with that.
It came out in 2005, movie. Towards yeah. the end. Yeah.
There was another Wolf movie that came out around that time.
But it's not about wolves.
That was with Bon Jovi in it, and it was supposed to be a horror movie.
U-571?
PJ, oh. PG-13, and it was so... Is it...
Yeah. I got nothing. I thought you were talking about U-571, the best movie ever.
What about Scream?
I actually liked the first couple.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird, though.
It was
like,
great writing stuff.
Drew Barrymore.
It was like a yeah. great nod to all the horror movies
yeah.
of the past.
My favorite one is the first Scream, but I've got all four of them. And I have the first two on Laserdisc, and I have the current one on a Blu-ray.
Right nice. On. I was never a big fan of Neve Campbell or whatever her name is, but
yeah,
whatever.
Neve.
Neve. I was
no,
never.
What now?
I was never a big fan of Neve.
No, it would have to be Neve, right? Because otherwise, it's either
Blushel.
If it's Neve,
I'm
then it would have to be Meme.
It's Nev.
So it's Nev. So it's Mem.
Yeah, it's a meme.
Mem.
No. Dude.
It's Neve
dude,
and Meme
dude.
Or Nev and Mem.
No, it's not. Do you have any conception of the English language and how many different pronunciations of different words are the same spelled that are sound different and they mean the same thing? But
nay.
Does that mean no to you?
Nay.
Nay.
Nay!
How many four?
Why is my horse always saying no?
You said nay and you like gargled something there. What do you got? You're like, nay.
Nay. All right.
And, is that the end of the list or we got number one?
Number one in the greatest bands of the 80s.
Bands?
Halloween.
Dude. Oh. No, you're talking movies.
Oh, this, Halloween.
Did this change?
Halloween. Oh. Halloween.
I like the original one that, with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis, yeah.
Yeah? Yep.
Activia.
Now, we were talking
There's
about
so
Jamie
many
Lee
of those
Curtis.
That are so all over the place in the storyline
yeah,
of,
some of them
Halloween,
are.
Right?
Yeah, because there was eight different ones.
All right.
But some of them, they don't connect because originally it was supposed to be a two-part movie. The first two, the second one came out in 81 or 82.
And then everyone
and then,
was doing 3D, so they came
didn't
out.
Didn't want to do yeah. it, but MCA convinced him to do it, and then he said he'd only do it if it didn't have Michael Myers. And the part three, there was no Michael Myers.
Oh, and it was a guy with a jack-o'-lantern head or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and then it showed somebody watching part of the first one on a black-and-white TV.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, he was no longer part of it, except they still used some of the same theme music, and then somebody, a couple years later... I directed the one after that.
Was that the return of Michael Myers?
Yeah, I think it was like 86. Yeah. Because John Carpenter refused to bring back Michael Myers.
Did you know Michael Myers was in the original Star Trek?
No, that's not true.
He was. I saw him. This has got to be the guy, dude. It looks just like him.
Loosely based on.
It looks just like him.
Do you think it is based on him?
Well, I think everyone knows this, don't they?
Yeah. I don't know.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Well, it's an old William Shatner mask is the Halloween mask.
What?
You know that, right?
I did not know that.
Oh,
yeah.
No, totally.
It's a William Shatner mask.
Totally.
Check it. Look at a picture. And,
next
and
time
then,
you see it, you'll be like, what the hell?
I can't believe that. I did not know that.
This mask looks so familiar.
Now I'm going to look it up for you.
We were watching Ted the other night, like I said, about 500 times, and there was a part where there was a car chase, and he... jumped out of the one car and was on the hood, and I called T.J. Hooker, and then they said it like two seconds after I said it. I was like, T.J. Hooker, and then Peter Griffin's all. He totally T.J. Hooker'd that.
Yeah, no, it was the other guy. Good movie.
Yeah, that was funny. I laughed my ass off. Not a horror movie, but definitely funny.
Yep.
Different. It was like pretty partying, and then it got all like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, while we talk about Halloween here, did you prefer the originals to the Rob Zombie remakes?
I preferred the originals. Because I've seen the new ones by Rob Zombie, but I thought that they were too graphic and stuff for the violence.
Yeah.
Because for the first two, they didn't have much violence.
They did,
but then the later ones, they got more graphic.
Yeah. It's just so weird. Like in the Rob Zombie ones, it's like his whole crew was there too, like Sherry Moon, Sid Haig, like all the people are just there. It's like,
well, what
hey,
did you
I
think about
from Devil's Rejects?
What was your thoughts on Super Beasto? Did you watch that one?
No.
El Super Beasto.
El Super Beasto.
I got some Domo Rigato Mr. Robot.
Anytime someone would come in my house and I'm watching it, they're like, what the fuck are you watching, you weirdo?
It's so weird. It's like Scooby Doo, but it's like boobs and Nazis.
Yeah,
and
I
like,
love it.
I don't know. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
I guess, yep.
All right, so
actually had read Halloween before as a child, which is weird. My mom was a big reader, and she always
had it was by
books.
Stephen King?
No, it was by John Carpenter.
Oh.
And then I saw the movie. Why'd you say Stephen King?
I just assumed you only read Stephen King.
Dude, don't be so stereotypical.
What's in Hans's
before I forget.
Find
out now and we'll find out later. What's in Hans's CD player? It's always something cool.
But today it's fucking Slayer.
Player.
Can you believe it?
Really, it is?
It is. I think it's cool. Because I used to say that all the time, but it's never fucking Slayer.
All right, let's all take a stab at which one it
is. Yeah, let's guess what Slayer album Hans is listening to.
Rain and Blood.
Okay, what's your guess?
I'm going to go South of Heaven.
I'm going with Haunting the Chapel.
Whoa. Well, I can't guess because I see the answer right here, and we have a winner. Jared is the winner. It's Rain and Blood.
Nice.
That only takes 28 minutes to listen to, so it's not a big deal.
Yep.
Not if you slow it down, which I saw on YouTube. They have somebody slowed it down to like
half
speed. I think it's 8X. like
eight times slower.
Yeah, and it said this is what it sounds like when you enter hell. I think it adds reverb to it too. It was some kind of program they put it in, but I don't know. Jared, what's on your
laser disc player? No,
yeah, what's
on
laser
your
disc player?
Or do you have music on laser? No, those are movies.
I haven't watched Laserdisc for a while, but I've been listening to music, and a couple of days ago I listened to Bitch Be My Slave.
That's a band?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were from L.A.
That's an old school. Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah, it was one of the first Metal Blade records, like the third or fourth one, 1983.
Oh, Bitch, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Bitch.
At first I thought the whole thing you said was a band's name.
Yeah. No, it's called Be My Slave.
No, that's just
now, wouldn't that be
metal
a cool band name?
Up.
Bitch Be My Slave.
That wouldn't be.
But yeah, I have actually...
It'd be a good name for a Mel Gibson movie, too.
The Metal Massacre album that actually had Metallica and Rat, and it had Bitch on there and Malice.
Yeah, and that was before Bitch started getting known.
Yeah.
Because at the time, they only had a demo tape.
What you talking about, Bitch?
Malice in Wonderland.
They might have. If I was a band called Malice, I would.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
All right, and now it's time for 30-second shirt.
Holy
All right, go
shit.
Ahead, Terry.
Yikes.
30 seconds. Go now.
Red Star Memorial is a band that used to exist from Sacramento, California. My friend Bobby Jordan, who is a co-host of the Vowel Movements podcast, and now he is playing with people like Kevin Seconds from 7 Seconds. And I played a show with these guys. We did a Beatles cover.
Nice.
Is that 30 seconds?
No, it's
and he's my best friend, and I knocked his teeth out with my artificial leg and told him to jump off of a roof, and he broke both of his arms and ruptured his spleen. Red Star Memorial.
Wow.
Bobby Jordan, head songwriter. They sound a little bit like Buck Owens.
All right.
They're Bakersfield music.
All right, Lance, your turn. Go.
Gamer.
All right, well, let's see. It looks like I got a... Call of Duty Modern Warfare shirt on. What the hell? That's metal, I guess.
Where did you get that first?
I got that at probably Hot Topic, I imagine.
So someone didn't give that
no.
to you.
Oh,
no. You got 20 more seconds.
No, true story. My kid, Matt, who was on the previous show, bought it, and I actually just took it from him.
Awesome.
So I'm wearing it today, I guess.
All right, and that's 30 seconds. All right, Jared, go.
I'm wearing a shirt of a Corvallis punk rock band called the Wobblies. They started out as a four-piece band in 2002, and two of the members are brothers. And then they switched to a three-piece in 2005, and then in 2008 or 9, they brought on an additional guitar player to become a four-piece again. And they've made like 5 albums and a split 7-inch.
What kind of punk?
Kind of like political a little bit, and, right. and a couple of the members are socialist, mm-hmm. political party.
Nice.
So like crass?
Yeah,
what's
kinda.
Sound?
But from Oregon.
Yeah.
So they're
yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah, and then in like 2006, they were going to play a show at the Fox and Firkin, or no, it was at the Legion over in Corvallis. And then they weren't able to play because they had a policy that said no Wobblies allowed. And it was a policy from way back in the day when they first started that. I would think it was the Elf's Lodge or something like that.
That's funny. Huh. I like going to the Fox and Firkin and getting just wasted and trying to say
Fox
it.
Fox and Firkin.
Where you been? I'm a Fox and Firkin. Come get me.
That was it. You remember their old jingle?
No.
Fox and Firkin. Beep, beep. Fox and Firkin.
Is that real?
Just bring your merkin.
No There's problem. Always something jerking at the Fox and Firkin.
When are you going to bust out that Pizza Now jingle?
I'll do it today. I mean, not today, but during our production establishment, whatever we're talking about.
Yeah.
So we talked about movies and we talked about horror movies, and I think there's a kind of a correlation between this man who makes movies and it just happens to be his birthday today. A lot of blood in a lot of his movies and a lot of gore. Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah.
You like Quentin Tarantino movies?
Yeah, I've seen some.
You ever see Death Proof?
I'm not sure, but I've seen it.
Kurt Russell, Stuntman Mike. You got to
so
check that
good.
One out.
So good,
yeah.
so good.
So how old would you think that Quentin Tarantino is today?
Maybe 45.
Okay, that's a guess.
I'm
What's
going
your guess?
42.
Okay, and I want you know. Just yell out your normal guess. Yeah, he's 50. Yeah, so Quentin, he started out as what? A video store guy?
He started out as Zero.
He was the original Quentin.
No, he started out as Zero, and now he's 50.
Yeah, that was 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Also,
no, he was a video store owner, and he wrote down the scripts. And you can go online, and if for script collectors, they have like classic pulp like book covers.
Oh, I look them up online, too, and you can get like all the scripts from like Pulp Fiction and stuff.
Yeah,
for like if I'm practicing my Christopher Walken interpretation.
Yeah.
Impression.
You ever download any Monty Python scripts?
I will, though. Also, a birthday today kind of ties in with scary movies is a lead singer from a metal band from Eugene called Only Nightmares. You've seen those, haven't you?
Yeah, I saw them when they played with Greifhammer.
Yeah, yeah, Only Nightmares. Kevin Keenan, 28 hey. Today. He's got a long beard. And a fellow comedian who just made it through to the next round of Oregon's Last Comedian Standing, Max Brockman. Happy birthday, Max. Hope you do some humping today. You're only 24. You're just a kid. So you actually shouldn't be having sex yet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I got some celebrity deaths.
For kids.
Oh, cool. Because sometimes we do celebrity deaths. Yes, that is it for birthdays today.
You ever read any Time Life books, Jared?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, though? The Time Life collections of books.
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I've never read any of those kind. Mm.
There was a guy, he was an author and historian. His name was Addison Beecher Colvin Whipple, otherwise known as ABC Whipple.
Oh, man. People that name people like that.
What a cool name.
Like,
Jesus.
Did you guys hear, you know, Kanye and Kim are pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what Kanye wants to name his baby?
Oh. Was it Beyonce's? Had the best video of all time?
No.
Kanye Cunyo.
No. His name's Kanye. He's gonna
Cujo.
He wants to name his son North.
Cujo.
North.
North?
Well, West. Just think about what his last name is.
Yeah.
West?
Yeah.
Why not be North by North?
He's seriously considering North as a name to give his baby with Kim Kardashian. They're expecting their first child in July. He said he likes the way North sounds with his surname.
Well, yeah.
Northwest.
That's word.
His wow. middle name could be By North.
North
By
be
Northwest.
Named East.
Or how about North?
Then he wouldn't know which way to go.
North by Southwest.
Yeah, yeah.
He could name him South by South.
He could.
And then he could be like the main performer at South by Southwest.
I still like Cujo.
I'm going to name my...
No. Why doesn't he name it after, like, a hotel so it sounds like... Or no, why doesn't he name him Key? Key West.
Or Best West. Earn.
Or Adam West.
Oh, then he'd have to get an urn.
Adam West.
All right. So, did you know Kanye West and Adam West were related?
Batman?
Yeah, they're brothers.
No. Kanye's a brother. Adam's a honky.
All right, a screenwriter, Henry Bromwell, he was working on Homeland at the time of his death. He worked on Northern Exposure. Did you ever enjoy some Northern Exposure?
I actually did.
They had a great soundtrack, right?
Yeah.
That's what they were known for, is a great soundtrack. But every time they re-release the DVDs, they can't get the rights to all the music, so they have to replace it with cheesy replacement music.
Cheesy replacement music.
Yeah, it's a big... You ever heard that song, Sunday Kind of Love? It's Sunday
Kind of
Love.
Yeah, Etta James.
Etta
James.
Yeah, love Etta James.
Yeah.
She's dead.
Fran Warren.
Fran Warren.
An American singer best known for her song, A Sunday Kind of Love, which was a hit in 1947.
Yeah, nice. Etta James did it better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She died, too.
So she was on the H-bomb, too, though.
Yeah, she
Yikes.
Was. Heroin
she was,
head.
She was also a guest on Abbott and Costello.
Wow. Abbott. Abbott. Abbott.
You ever stay?
Abbott.
I know what you're talking about.
You ever
about
stay there. At Kuchar's Hotels?
Ashton's?
Nope. All right. This one, I know you guys.
What the hell?
Well, I'm skipping, okay?
You ever stay at Kuchar's Hotels? All right.
Nah.
What about famed horror writer James Herbert?
All right. What did he do?
The Fog, The Rats, The Survivor, The Spear,
I've seen the
Dark,
Fog.
The Jonah. The Magic Cottage.
The obviously, he only does movies with the. Yeah. He was the producer.
He also did
The Steak Knife.
He also did Fluke.
The
Lair,
Fluke.
Shrine.
The
Domain.
The Cheese Grater.
The
Moon.
The
Sepulchre.
The
Haunted.
The
Creed.
The
which was the biggest horror of all time.
Creed, worst band ever.
All right.
Yep.
And this one, you guys.
Did you guys ever get that in 2000s? The Scott Stapp infection.
Yeah.
You guys know that Harold Reams passed, right?
Whoa. I did not know that, and I don't know who he is because you just.
Dude, it's Herbert Streaker.
I don't know who that is either.
Harry Reams, the porno actor.
Oh,
from the 70s and 80s.
Just use his porno name, Jesus.
He was Dr. Young in the Deep Throat.
Yeah, well, he's no Peter North.
Harry Reams.
Well,
all right.
If you could come up with a celebrity death someday that I actually know and care about the person, I'll be surprised.
So far,
I did.
Like,
one.
He blew me away with Alvin Lee last week, or 3 weeks ago, whenever that was.
Yeah. Well, I thought you'd know Harry Reams.
Dude, I don't like old porn. I like new porn.
You like internet porn only?
Yeah.
Internet
you can watch
porn
internet
versus
porn
VHS
on your TV.
Trade.
It's just weird watching porn on a TV because TVs are also big now.
What about those?
It's like you can't just watch it and like you gotta like make a fort or something.
That's porn forts.
I got my porn fort going on.
Can this
like what are you doing?
The name of this?
Does that mean you're pitching a tent?
Yeah, you're pitching a tent.
Oh,
you're making
literally.
You're making a porn fort.
I am just gonna be in here for like 7 to 10 minutes. Leave me alone.
I've got a port on the side of my porn fort. It's a porn fort port.
Yeah,
for food and napkins.
You need a port on your porn fort in case you need to fart.
Yeah. It's a fart port on my porn fort. God, that's hard. I made a fart port on my porn fort, and boy, it was fun. Yeah, you can't watch a 50-inch. I couldn't imagine watching porn on a 50-inch TV.
No, probably not. Maybe like a 32-inch.
Like, it's hard enough to watch it on my Kindle without like making a little mini porn fort. But with a 3-inch screen on
What about on a projector screen?
Oh, yeah. 150-inch.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a 90-inch penis. It's like 100
You'd
foot
have
Jesus.
To play that Aerosmith song, wouldn't you? My big 10 inch.
My big 10 million inch.
My big 45 inch.
Do you ever guys ever, this is off the subject, but you guys ever go to garage sales and buy stuff?
Is there
stuff?
A subject?
Yeah.
Yeah,
is
we
there
have
a
subjects.
Subject, by the way?
You find ever good records at garage sales sometimes, huh?
Yeah, in the past, like maybe like 5, 6, 7 years ago, I found John Lennon Imagine on vinyl, pretty good condition.
Yes.
Nice. And it had the original poster, and it had never been taken out of the cover.
Wow.
Yeah, of John Lennon playing the piano, black and white.
Yeah, that's
probably
awesome.
I have that in my room on my wall.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of times you buy something at a garage sale and not know what it is or what it's worth. These people in New York City bought...
New York City!
They bought an old
rope.
An old
this
bowl.
This is going to chap my hide, isn't it?
Just they bought a bowl for $5, I think it was. Let me
yeah, I've heard of
$3.
That. $3. Yep.
They just auctioned it off for $2.2 million.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw that recently.
And I saw the picture, and it was just a regular old-looking piece of shit bowl.
Yeah.
Whoa, China bowl. No. I was going with the China Grove, China bowl.
I know, but at first I thought you were just searching for words. You're like, like when Uncle Vito gets all upset on Viva La Bam, and he's like, what the fuck are you guys doing to me?
Will you give me some Fred Gwynn from Pet Sematary?
Huh. Stay away from the road, boy. Took many a cats over the years. You keep your boy out the road. You don't want to bury him out there. Sometimes the dead is better. Fucking Henry Munster. That was such a
Who was your favorite monster?
I don't know. I didn't watch it a lot. I missed out on the monsters. I think
Lance,
they were too
you got
early
a favorite
for me.
Monster?
I got to go with the chick. Sorry.
What was her name?
We'll just call her Chick.
Jared, you got a favorite? Did you like Grandpa or Herman better?
I'm thinking Herman, but yeah.
Yeah, Herman.
Yeah, but I haven't seen.
What about Uncle Fester?
Times.
He was pretty cool. He had the coolest hair.
No, he wasn't a monster though.
I used to get called Uncle Fester. What was he? Adam's Family, huh?
Yeah.
Oh man, see, I get those confused. And what was the one that had the limo? Or was it Adam's Family where there was always a cloud of rain over top of it?
No, that was the Munsters, right?
Okay, the Munsters, and they went on the Flintstones once, which you have claimed before is the greatest cartoon of all time.
Of all. Well, let me get into this. I was watching the other day. It was like 6 o'clock on Saturday, and it was a Looney Tunes cartoon on the Toon Network. You ever watch that?
Maybe. Not recently.
But it was Bugs Bunny and his whole gang, but they were like in a recent cartoon. It wasn't just like... They were all talking, and they drove, and they were going to the DMV and getting pulled over.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I have not seen that. I will check it out, though. Yeah. I like cartoons.
What kind of show is
did you know, did you know,
Porn Fort.
Bambi. I also saw on there that, Bambi's mom died. Did you guys know that? Came back as a zombie and it was Bam Zombie.
And then they ate them and it was just venison.
I don't know. Your love is like bad venison.
I've had that relationship before.
Is it like backstrap or is it like a quarter hind?
It's like, you don't want to take the backstrap and make pepperoni out of it. That's a waste.
Your meat is like bad venison.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a girl sings to a guy after she eats his penis off.
Yikes.
Wow.
And eviscerates his testicles.
What's happening? What's happening?
She's in jail for attempted murder.
How about you?
P.S.
Reel it in.
Cunt sitting in the sink.
Oh!
Who reels it in here?
Boy, Mila Kunis dropped a C-bomb in the Ted movie.
Yeah?
I couldn't do it. She said
do you know what that was from, though?
No.
That's from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, leave your cunt in the sink.
Well, no, when Funkhauser says that joke to Jerry Seinfeld and about the lady who...
Oh, and he's like, come on, hurry up.
The lady who put the liver in her pussy.
Yeah.
On their wedding night.
Yeah, and Larry David, Funkhauser's telling the joke, and he's just trying to tell it to Seinfeld. And Larry David's just like, come on, come on. This is a stupid
It's all
joke.
A nice joke.
Yeah, you leave your cunt in the sink.
Yep. Yes, your cunt is in the sink. You can YouTube that.
Do it.
All right.
Just
that's
go back
I'm
and watch
them.
All episodes of Career Enthusiasm. It's a great show. So I think that's about, we're wrapping up, are we not? What do you got?
Yeah. Did you see that Yoko posted a picture of John Lennon's glasses?
I did. I was going to mention that. She Instagrammed or tweeted a picture of John Lennon's blood-splattered glasses that he had on.
I heard about that, but I just don't want to see it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to show you.
Don't look. I thought it was kind of borderline. It's for awareness for gun safety and stuff like that. But
yeah, it said a statement about how many people had died.
And
since
somehow
he died.
After that, I got into a little bit of internet rabbit hole bullshit. And the next thing I know, I'm at a fucking interview with Sean Lennon saying that the government killed his dad.
Well, you know that's fucking true anyway.
Well yeah, because he was about to
before.
He was
I
about
mean,
to he was about to come
that.
Out about fake poll, Paul McCartney. Well,
you know they were going to crucify him.
Yeah.
And they did.
They were.
The way things are going.
The way things are going, they're going to crucify him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they were eating chocolate cake in a bag.
Yeah, they're just trying to get him some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Or some peace. Pieces of pizza.
Dude.
We got to go get some pizza.
When was the last time you ate chocolate cake in a bag?
Do you believe in God? Cake in a bag?
Eating chocolate cake in a bag.
I usually cook
isn't
it.
That the song? What the song says?
Dick in a box.
That's not what the song says.
What's cake in a bag?
Isn't that in the song, The Ballad of John and Yoko? Eating chocolate cake in a bag.
We're gonna have to Google that and get back to you guys on Friday.
I'm already knowing. Our Googler already looked it up and he's thumbsing up and over there.
Well, I don't.
When was the last time you ate chocolate cake in a bag?
1969.
All right.
I was one.
You, Jared?
I don't think I ever have.
Lance?
I got nothing. I don't really like cake that much.
All right. You've eaten a donut out of a bag, though, before, right?
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
All right. We'd like to thank Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions for making this podcast possible. And my stomach is grumbling, so we're going to go get some tasty Italian cuisine. So you should go check them out. Pizza Now, where are they? They're in Albany at 1705 Southeast Hill Street. And you know what? They're ready when you are.
Mm-hmm. They are ready when you are.
Also, go to tagcastpodcast.com and maybe click on the Amazon button and go do some shopping. You'll get a little kickback.
They do sell porn on there.
Yeah, and you can get a good deal on a fleshlight.
Mm-hmm, you can.
Yep. It looks like
you guys
a fleshlight
fans.
I've heard about those, but I do not want one.
My friend Chris Castles won a fleshlight at the Air Sex competition, which is like an air rock, air guitar, but you hump in the air.
Oh, really?
He won third place and won a fleshlight.
We should have one of those for the charity.
He promptly took it home and fucked the shit out of it, and then he washed it and sold it to a friend.
Yep.
Yikes.
But he told the friend that he did that, and he said, it's cool, I'm going to wash it anyway.
So, how do you wash that, in the dishwasher with your plates?
It's dishwasher safe, yes. Stick around after the show for some plugs. We're going to tell you where to go. You got any shows coming up, Jared, that you are excited about that you're going to go see in the future?
Yeah, on April 27th, it's a Saturday. Arkweld is going to be opening for the band Pierced Arrows, who used to be a Dead Moon, with a different drummer.
Ooh.
At Squirrel, Stavener, and Corvallis.
Fred and Tootie?
That's a good show.
Wow.
Oh, Rudy!
Do you know who Fred and Tootie is?
Oh, Rudy.
It's the dudes from Dead Mooney.
Yeah, and I saw Pierced Arrows there back in 2008.
Wow.
And they're in their late 50s then, and they were pretty rocking.
Yeah.
And now they're like 65 or 64, and they still kick ass.
Yeah, I think Fred and Tootie must be up there in their 50s or 60s.
Yeah. Oh, Rudy.
Yeah. They were on that compilation, I-5 Killers, with Void.
Nice.
I'm going south. Love that song.
Yeah. You can get that song.
That's a good disc.
On victimsofinternaldecay.com.
Yeah, and you might even be able to find a copy of I-5 Killers. Maybe on Amazon or...
I actually looked just yesterday. You can get every MP3 from the whole album, too, for 99 cents.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Look up I-5 Killers 2, and it's all there.
Just go. You won't buy it from the website.
Right on.
Victims7FM.dk.com.
All right. Well, thanks, Jared, for being here, buddy.
Yeah.
You had a plethora of information. I'm totally impressed by your record collection. You're like 10% cooler to me now.
Cool.
I'm going to come to your house and peruse through your stack.
That's 1% per 90 records.
That's right.
Wow. I'm going to start going.
Thanks to Lance for being in here with us again. And we will see you all on Friday.
Oh, no, you wasn't.
And if you're listening today, which is hump day, head down to Cosmic Pizza. Check out Pajama People.
Pajama People.
I'm going to be playing bass on 2 songs or 3.
Heck yeah.
I'm going to be hanging out with Fanboy. I'm going to be fanboying all over Ike Willis.
Yeah. And rock on from the dirty sock.
Ooh. With the bacon wrap. Peace out. Dirty sock. Sock on. Sock on and deadle. Rock on with a dirty sock. Hey, all you taggots. Are you ready for your list of shows to go see? I hope so, because I got it for you. Thursday, March 28th at the Granary Pizza Company in Eugene at 5th and Pearl. It's Comedy as Advertised with your host, Seth Milstein. We got Barbara Holm and Andy Main coming down from Portland. Two very funny women. Myself, Terry Guile, will be doing a set. Alex Adney and probably a few other local comics at that show. It's a 9 p.m. show. It's free. And I think it's 21 and over. You might be able to sneak in because it's a pizza place, but I think they don't let the kids in after 9 o'clock. Friday, March 29th at Crystal Ballroom, Anthrax, Exodus, Municipal Waste, Holy Grail, and High on Fire. That's Crystal Ballroom in Portland. Me and my buddy Dave Forsythe going VIP with a meet and greet. Hopefully get to see those guys and hang out with them for a bit and get to check out a great thrash metal show. Saturday, March 30th at the City in Eugene, 2222 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It's the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing 3rd qualifying round, featuring myself and 9 other comics vying for a spot in the finals. Come on out. Audience vote determines the winner. And give a vote for Terry Guile. Get him through to the next act. $1,500 cash prize for first place. Sunday, March 31st at the Actors Cabaret of Eugene. It's the 18th annual Laugh Off. Tickets were $20, but it's sold out, folks, so you can't go. That's 18 and over, 7 o'clock show. All proceeds go to the Green Hill Humane Society. And it'll be nice to do a sold-out comedy show. I'm looking forward to that. More comedy, this time in Corvallis at the Peacock, Thursday, April 4th, with your host, Jesse Priest. We got Xander DeVoe, Trevor Thorpe, and Rico Ott, and your headliner, Paul J. Or J. Paul. Paul J. I get confused because he's got two first names, but whatever. Sunday, April 21st, it's the third annual Doug Benson 420 show at the Wow Hall, but he's so stoned he's a day late. You can find out information to find tickets online at thewowhall.com or at their Facebook page. Sunday, April 28th at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. That's on Blair Boulevard. It's Bleepin' Funny, a clean comedy show with your hostess, Leon Joshua. Seth Milstein, I believe, will be doing that show with me and some other funny people. We call it TG-13. We won't be talking about scatological subject matters or masturbation or stuff like that. It's a clean comedy show. It's 8 p.m. It's free. It's 21 and over. It's Sunday, April 28th at Sam Bond's Garage. May 18th, Cannibal Corpse will be invading the Wonder Ballroom in Portland with Napalm Death, Immolation, Cretan, and Beyond Creation. I would really love to make it to that show, as I missed Napalm Death the last time. So go online and check for tickets for Napalm Death and Cannibal Corpse at the Wonder Ballroom. And a couple old school bands that are back in action that I would love to see but probably won't get to are coming to Portland at the Star Theater May 28th. It's Bolt Thrower and Benediction, both super ultra old school heavy bands from across the pond, and locals from Portland, Hellshock, Crust Masters. Hellshock will be opening the show, like I said, at the Star Theater. That's May 28th. I would like to reiterate, since that's the end of our list, that come out on the 30th, it's Saturday, March 30th, at the City, inside Kowloon's on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Eugene, Oregon's last comedian standing. It's $5 at the door, and starts at 8 o'clock. You got to get there early, though, because it's been standing room only, and I stand to win a good chunk of money. So come on out to that, and that's all we got for shows right now. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Go listen to the TagCast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com.